This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Blast from the past, talking to Mike. Calling in. He hadn't done it in 6-7 years. I never forget, though. Somebody's got a distinctive voice. All right, we've got loaded phone lines here, and it's incredible taking your calls with the vaccines and all the knowledge that's coming out. But I do need to shift gears into the strategic plan to bring the U.S. down, because I don't say this with any enjoyment. I'm very upset about this. I love America because it's an idea. It's a dream. What we dream, we can manifest. But if you're not honest about how much trouble this country's in, how much trouble Texas is in, because I love Texas, and Texas is on its last legs right now. We can turn that around, but not much longer. And so I'm gonna tell it like it is coming up, and how emblematic it is, Biden falling down not once, not twice, but three times, while shooting his mouth off about he's going to kick everybody's ass, and he's going to show the Russians and all the rest of it. Yeah, just like Napoleon and just like Hitler, right? You're gonna show them now? It just never ends, man. But they were able to take the Russians over with a fake revolution. That's what they're trying to do to us right now. And so we should be rooting for the Russians and rooting for ourselves and rooting for the downfall of the left and their satanic garbage. But right now, let's go ahead and take another phone call. Who's been holding the longest here? That would be Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old.
Well, let's take some time on this, because I'm the worst at forgetting to take my supplements. And when I do take the fish oil, I do take the X2, my skin, my hair, my brain, everything is so much better. But Dr. Group, when he first said, you need medical grade iodine, we have a DEA license, nobody else has it. I'm like, oh yeah, right, iodine. He said, no, not the stuff at the store that'll kill you. This is real iodine. And I had these sunspots already, because I'm a big outdoorsman. The sunspots went away. I still have a few freckles, but the sunspots went away within 2 months. So start over. Tell us what happened.
Well, I just noticed that I had heard you talking, this was a few years back, to, I can't remember the doctor's name, and you were commenting on how his skin was flawless, that he was a real advocate for iodine. And not Dr. Group. I'm talking about an older gentleman. I think probably he was 75 at the time.
Oh, that was Dr. Wallach.
Yes. And so I thought,
Wallach looked like when he was 79 years old. He looked like he was about 56, yeah.
Correct. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has just totally cleared up my skin. But
I appreciate your testimony. I don't want to cut you short. So I'm going to put you on hold. Granny Do-Right, 1 minute. Just wait one more minute. I'm going to, because some patients join us. We're going to come back. You can talk about family is taking the vaccines. Want to randomly hear what you have to say there. And then Nathan wants to talk about what happened to a family member and the side effects. And then we're going to talk to Josh, Stephen, and Clarence. And then that's it for those calls. We're going to clear the board off, and I'm going to open the phones up specifically in the time we have left on what do you make of Joe Biden falling down three times? What do you make of him starting to fight with Russia? No U.S. president's like, they'll pay soon. They'll find out. Well, we're going to, he's a murderer. It's just crazy dementia. I've never heard of something in history where you've got some like crazy, demented person. It's all just God cursing us. I mean, just give me a break, man. He should be in a nursing home in a wheelchair.
Gimerick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforest Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Exist, not supposed to be on air. The most censored, the most lied about, the most demonized broadcast in the world, and I am blessed to be here. Yes, you know, we're talking about folks that take the supplements and then makes them look younger, makes them look healthy. People say, well, Jones, you look like you're about 55, not 47. Well, let me tell you, when I was 12, I was dating girls that were 16. When I was 16, I was dating 25-year-old women. I'm not bragging, it's just true. I was the guy they always sent to get beer because they'd sell me beer because I looked older. That's just the way I've always been. I mean, I was living like a man by the time I was 12. So who knows how long I'll be living, but I've been burning the candle at both ends from the start. And that's just the way it is. So I wanted to drive cars. I wanted to date women. I wanted to kick ass. And that's just what I did. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are together in this fight. And I'm honored to be here. But Granny Do-Right in Kentucky, go ahead. You wanted to talk about your family's taking the vaccine. Give us your take on it.
Yeah, much to my, I don't even know what to say. They, my sister was the first one. I told them years ago, last year, sorry, when it first happened, I was like, yeah, and they'll come out with a vaccine to cure this, except it won't be a vaccine and it won't be anything you're going to want to take. And here we are a year later, and I had told my sister, you're not taking this, are you? She's like, oh, I'm not. Of course I am. I'm like, what? And sent her information again, sent my brother-in-law, who almost, I guess I really made him mad because he said, don't text me any more information. And my nieces and nephews, who I sent all the information to, I had one text me back, oh, I'm taking the J&J tomorrow. And I was like, well, yikes. Like, rethink that one and send them more information. I mean, I'm pulling my hair out because it's like it almost doesn't matter what you say, the information you send. My sister-in-law took hers. My other nephew took his. And it's gotten to the point where, like, I'm throwing my hands up in the air. Like, what do I have to do to convince these people? They have been so thoroughly embedded and brainwashed in the system. It's just unbelievable to me.
Well, the good news is around half the public in polls say they're not taking it. And certain families, people are buying into the system, and others are not. They all do it because they want to be a hero and save others. And so it's like something they can do as a rite of passage. They need to go. These are big pharma with their history of secret experimentation, and show them all the different scientists that have come out and said this is dangerous. And just do your job warning them and move on. God bless you, Granny. And that's all you can do. But I guarantee you, a lot of them are going to get sick down the road from this, and they're going to remember. But the biggest group we know, just go off the British Ministry of Defense that's running the program, is above 75. Do not take the mRNA vaccine if you're above 75. If you're pregnant, don't take it. It's causing miscarriages. But, you know, I see these doctors, seen a couple of them that took the vaccine and lost their babies. They go, I'd do it again. It wasn't the vaccine. So they get into the sin. They get into hurting themselves. They get into the Stockholm syndrome. Because if they admit that they're being lied to, well, they've got to admit the whole system's a fraud. So they pretend like they're the establishment when they're not. But I'll tell you this, if you're above 75, run from the vaccine. I wouldn't take it, period. And man, if you're black, I love the headlines. Like, black people don't trust it because they're uneducated, Biden said. No, I think they've been pretty educated by drugs being shipped in their neighborhoods and being given syphilis and the rest of it. I think you little virtue signalers that tell blacks how much they love them all day. I just love you. Oh, you poor thing. I'm going to tell you how to live your life. And I got a shot for you, Bill Gates does. Meanwhile, he's in articles 10 years ago saying we need to depopulate Africa. He wants to depopulate black people. Oh, but he loves you. I mean, that's not even 2 + 2 = 4. But see, wanting to depopulate blacks is loving. But a microaggression is bad. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the next caller here. Let's talk to Nathan in Canada. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. I'm a first-time caller calling from Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. It's my uncle's sister and her husband went and got the vaccine probably about 2 or 3 days ago, and they've started getting symptoms. They say that's like worse than the regular seasonal flu. Like they've been vomiting a couple times. They've just been feeling like really poor. Like they're all over the place. It's not looking really good. And on top of that, one of my aunts has Hodgkin's lymphoma of the lungs, cancer of the lungs, and she's in the hospital, and they're trying to force the vaccine on her, which undoubtedly would honestly probably kill her.
Oh, they admit if you have cancer, don't take it because it can inflame the cancer. Wow. But notice they just still push it. That is insane. Wow. So they're trying to kill her, huh?
Exactly. Like, I mean, she's not in the greatest health of all.
Well, these hospitals have become death factories, brother. What should we do, Nathan?
Honestly, we need to get the word out.
I agree with you. Want everybody to know, Nathan, what you held to do. We love you. Your phone cut out there. All right, let's talk to Active Duty Army on COVID vaccines. Mandatory soon. That's what a caller said yesterday. I made some calls, and yeah, the military is being told mandatory by late summer. Let's go ahead and go to Stephen in Washington State, Active Duty Army. Give us your take on this, please.
Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener. So I'm up here. I'm Active Duty in Washington, and at my unit, they are pushing it so hard like a sales pitch. And there are a lot of guys that don't want to take it, but there are those that do. So I'm just curious as to what are they going to do when July rolls around and they say, no, I don't want to take this. Are they going to face UCMJ action? Are they going to be?
Well, they got to call their bluff because, I mean, we had Dr. Francis Boyle on, who we should get on for a whole hour just about refusing. He tried to make the hour about that. I should have let him do it. But he twice, when they did the illegal experimental anthrax shot, that killed over 10,000 just in one round, like I think 20,000 the next round. He got that suspended twice. And so that's why they're like, oh, it's voluntary. And then later, oh, it's mandatory. You've just got to say, listen, I know the officer class isn't taking it. It's experimental. I'm young. I'm not sick. I'm not taking it. I'm not being belligerent. And if you want to, you know, I'd rather be dishonorably discharged than have a permanent, you know, medical disorder. Because we're going to have to say no at some point. I mean, it's not like the tyranny's coming. It's here now, brother. It'll be civil war, starvation in 2 years if this keeps happening. This is the takedown of the West, brother. So we all just have to get ready for that. I told my wife, she agrees with me, and my family agrees. I met with the former head of a major intelligence agency. He agreed with me. There's no U.S. in 2 years, brother. I mean, I'm telling you, we went over the cliff. And I'm not being negative. I'm just being honest. It's all over now, folks. It's all over. And so we just have to admit we're under bio attack. Of course, it's being rolled out by the U.N. This is how they take down America. They would never do this with a frontal assault.
No, no. And then simultaneously, our adversaries are doing the masculinity camps and training. While over here, it's woke war.
Exactly. In China, they are about being total bravado, total machismo, savage male energy, which they had a problem with. They're now getting it again. The Russians are shooting live ammo into each other with body armor at point-blank range and masculine tests, and we're learning how to wear red high-heel shoes.
And clear coat nail polish. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I talked to a Green Beret. They were sent up to the West Coast just a month ago to put on nail polish on each other.
And makeup and studs and everything else. It's the whittling away of everything that makes this
country. Well, look, it's a psyop to run you out of the military. So all the news, the officer closes the door. Nobody does what they say. You don't take the shots. This is a criminal government. Just stop complying with the globalists. You are cells of patriots within what's left of the republic. Don't follow any of this garbage. Does that make sense?
Beautiful.
Anything else, brother?
We said. Shoot, have a good weekend, man. It's beer time over here.
All right, brother. Thank you for holding to talk about that. All right, more calls straight ahead. Josh, Clarence, and Larry. And I'm hitting the other big news straight ahead.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fix bayonets, my friends. We are now 20 minutes into hour number 4.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, there's not just evil in the universe, there's good. And all of you that are tuned in that care, want to be good, no matter what color you are, you got a spirit God gave you, and you want justice. We're brothers and sisters together. And I knew all this was going to happen. I knew it was all going to come true, because I'd seen everything else the New World had done before. But now we're here. And now it's an amazing time to be alive. I'm going to get into the Russians and the Chinese and how this has escalated to a whole new level that's so massive. I don't even have words to describe it, but I want to get the three more callers, Josh, Clarence, and Larry, in the time we have in this segment. But let me just say something. You heard that guy, obviously, in the military, and he was probably in special forces because the regular military is not being told to do this. And I didn't even want to say on air what I was told they were doing up in Idaho a month ago. But they're not just wearing red high heels. They order them at the sensitivity training to dress as women and put makeup on each other. And it's meant to run people out of the military. And you shouldn't even follow those orders. That's unconstitutional. It's garbage. But that's what the sick brass is doing while the Chinese literally run and pole vault into third-story buildings with their troops. And they're doing live fire. They're killing troops in training. I mean, it's what the Marines used to do before they got rid of it in the 80s. And the Marines used to kill somebody in every class. It was like what you did. You just kill somebody dies in every class, maybe two or three. They kill people on purpose just to see what the like somebody's a weirdo, full of crap. They'll decide we're going to kill this guy in a training exercise to create this. And I'm not even saying that's good, but that's a real cult, okay? The Chinese are killing people in their training exercises on purpose. We're not doing that anymore. That's all Hessian, by the way, training that was brought over here during the Revolutionary War. So that's what we've been turned into, ladies and gentlemen. Because you got to get used to somebody dying in training. You got to get used to somebody. The difference is you just kind of shake them off that rope and drop them down, and everybody keeps their mouth shut. Now, is that good? No. But now we're wearing red high heels and learning how to get blowjobs. And that's what the military has turned into, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how they don't respect us. That's why the globalists have done this to us. I'm going to tell you again, the Russians, one of their basic special forces classes is, at the lower level, just in the classes before you even make it, is you've got to do it dozens of times where at point-blank range with a low-caliber handgun, you draw your firearms about 10 feet apart and shoot each other in the chest. Just to get used to the danger of firearms, the danger of that. And our U.S. military used to do that, where they would make people in sniper training sit there with a target at 500 yards right by somebody's head and take the shots. Well, everybody's wimps now. You don't do that. You say, well, that's extreme masculine macho stuff. Okay, well, now you wear high heels. Now they put on dresses. And so you heard him. He's like, yeah, we're not just putting makeup on. We're putting nipple bobbers on. I mean, it's all to humiliate and demoralize us, and we have to, at a certain point, stop saying yes to all this crap. And yes, I didn't know what nipple bobbers were until I looked it up. They make the troops put pincher things on their, and you put up with it. We already kill our babies. Why not? I mean, we already kill babies after they're born. Why not? This is all the joke. Okay, Josh in Colorado. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Military friend on vaccine. And your take on it. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. So I recently just got out of the military, and I have some buddies still in. And so we as, like, single soldiers in the military, we have, like, dining facilities that we could eat at that were, like, meant for, you know, just so we can eat chow and stuff. And the military started to implement to where if you are a if you're vaccinated, then they're going to open a separate facility for you so you don't have to wear a mask. And they're also doing this with gyms, too. So I just thought that was kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah, it's all social engineering. You're going to be first-class citizen if you wear, if you've got your vaccine. And so we all, again, don't wear the mask, don't do any of it. But the military is a captured group they control. Continue.
Oh, yes, no, I totally agree. When I was in, you know, the military's gotten so soft, you know, and I hate to say this, but, you know, if we got into a war with, you know, China or Russia, we would get our ass kicked. Just from seeing what, when I was in, it's gone so soft in SJW, and it's sad seeing what's happened to our military.
Well, the Chinese don't disregard human life, so, and that, but the Russians are absolutely trained to the opposite of what we've been trained in. I mean, it is like we have literally turned our military into just basically a gay orgy.
It's sad seeing the progression of it going down from like being like so like awesome and cool during like World War II, Vietnam War time frame to where it's at now, where it's like it's not even really worth joining. No more, it's like it's a joke. It's a joke.
Well, that's their plan, though. You understand, is to keep you out of the military. If you're in special forces and they're trying to make you wear a dress, either don't do it and make an issue out of it, release a video, expose them, they'll back down, or wear the dress and then tell everybody this is our dehumanization, this is how they've enslaved us at the meeting, and use it against them. This is going to backfire on these people, you understand?
Right. No, and then also, too, when I was in, also before I got out, they were saying that all this stuff that's being spread about the vaccines is misinformation to harm the U.S. economy and stuff, and that Bill Gates is really behind it and all that. Which I found pretty crazy because I was like, there's literally articles online contradicting what they say. So that's why I got out, because I was just tired of the whole SJW mode and the vaccines and the COVID bullcrap. So,
well, here's what I've experienced. Their attempts to sell this backfire. And so I'm not blaming you getting out. I would not join the military because of the vaccines, what they do to you. But I respect those that are there. So it's a catch-22. Do you get everybody that's good out and then it's only bad people? Or do you stay in there and just be a mole?
Right. And the military is also being used as political pawns, like, for the Democratic Party. My mom said, but she was like, exactly what Hitler did during World War II. They would purge the military and then keep all the corrupt people in.
Absolutely. They go, the risk of misinformation. They admit it's untested, it's secret, it's got major health problems, it's being banned all over the world. And they gaslight and go, misinformation, everything's fine. No, it's not. All right, thank you, Josh. All right, let's go to Clarence in Louisiana, then Larry. Go ahead, Clarence.
Hello, Mr. Jones. We seem to be a lot of us facing where people don't listen and heed the warnings. I work in the maritime industry, transporting, you know, river pilots that escort ships, and not many, but a few keep asking me. And I said, no, I'm not taking the vaccine. You know, Mr. Jones, I've been going over this, everything from the America's Frontline Doctors to Dr. Judy Mikovits to Mrs. Karen Walker, Mrs. Celeste Solem, and it seems like maybe they just blew off the conversation. I don't know.
I mean, I agree with you. What do you think people are going to do as the death toll mounts?
It's unfortunate. It seems like they've never heard. They've learned the hard way. They don't mean no harm. I don't think nobody would want their family or others to die. But once you really start seeing things for what they are, it's like any of us. Once I got into the Marine Corps, it was a totally different thing carrying a pack and hauling up mountains than playing a war as a kid. The bedenocide, the silver bullet, the doctor, Dr. Bartlett there in Texas. You got that to help with swelling, the Benadryl. I would advise some aspirin and Terracotta if people worried about their tummy. I had a firefighter friend because back when I was in EMS and then later in behavioral health, you didn't get the flu shot, you didn't have a job. In the last 4 or 5 years, I myself may have suffered some effects of walking. And so by the grace of God, I think I'm doing well. I'm still ambulatory.
Well, God bless you, brother. Thank you, Clarence, for holding. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all of these are selling out except for BrainForce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping. website at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Imrix essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Imrix Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Central Standard Time, but we're live. We'll be restreaming the show until 4 p.m. tomorrow when we got another original transmission. I'm coming in to tape tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4, from noon to 2, and then we're going to doll it up a little bit with documents and clips. I'm going to air it at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow. The most banned, demonized attack broadcast in the world. So let's hit this right now. If you're a TV viewer, you'll be able to see this. Radio listeners, we're going to post this to InfoWars.com. There's also live streams right now, but this really tells all. Biden's going on to Air Force One, and he falls down not once, not twice, but 3 times. And then does this whole fake confidence thing with his shoulders like he's a tough guy up at the top. And then salutes the troops. This is the guy that just threatened that he's going to, quote, attack Russia. That Russia's in deep trouble, that they're about to find out what he's going to do. No U.S. president ever talked like that. And that sounds like Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un, his son.
And then the Chinese, while he was falling down, it turns out, getting on Air Force One, were up in Alaska meeting with Tony Blinken, the little New World Order anti-American U.S. envoy to China. And they were just laughing at him with total disdain. Never seen the Chinese act like this to U.S. presidents or U.S. envoys. But there was a disdain. They know he wasn't elected. They know he's a fraud. They know they're a bunch of cowardly lawyers. And they know that almost all the Democrats are on their payroll. So they were talking to their subordinates. You know, Japan's the same way. We dropped atomic bombs on them, and they worshipped us legitimately and thought we were God and wanted to start worshipping the U.S. president, Harry Truman, as their emperor. And then when he wouldn't do it, Douglas MacArthur was there, and they tried to treat him the same way, but he ended all of that. But the Japanese, it was all about might. If we beat their ass, we were God. That's how it is over in Asia. They don't care if we got a blue-haired woman with a mask on. They don't care if we got a pink-haired woman. They don't care if we got a, trendy dude. The fact that they own them and they're on their payroll is they have disrespect for them. They've been busy beating up Americans and manipulating Americans, the left has, and now they're a big joke. Doesn't matter if they're senile, addled, brain-dead Biden goes and does a Stephanopoulos interview and shoots his mouth off about how he's God and all this, or does another interview with Chuck Todd and says the same thing. In the real world, that's not what leaders act like. So Biden says all this, and Putin goes, oh, I care about your health, meaning obviously you're falling apart, and I challenge you to a debate. But if you talk about a killer, Putin's the one ending wars, you're the one starting wars. He said, you ought to look in the mirror. So soulless Putin challenges killer Biden to live debate. So let's roll the video of Biden talking about how the Russians are about to find out and about to pay, and a lot of other, but he should have just said that. He just said that, they might have taken respect. Then he kissed their ass after. Not that if you're going to, like, I'm going to destroy you, you're about to find out. But by the way, I really want to work with you. That's not how you do it. So Putin calls Biden's bluff, challenges him to televise live debate. And he said, oh, he's too busy playing Mario Kart. He can't do it. How shameful. He starts the fight. He runs his mouth. And now he can't even walk up a flight of stairs because he's too busy acting like he's Superman. So let's roll that video with the slowdown footage of Biden falling down.
What price must he pay?
He will pay a price. We had a long talk. He and I know him relatively well. And the conversation started off, I said, I know you and you know me. If I establish this occurred, then be prepared.
You said you know he doesn't have a soul.
I did say that to him, yes. And his response was, we understand one another. I wasn't being a wise guy. I was alone with him in his office. That's how it came about. It was when President Bush had said, I've looked in his eyes and saw a soul.
The press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish you were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
Why the hell would I take a test?
Come on, man.
That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness and to make a judgment about who I am. Now, when President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center in Arizona not long ago.
So no amount of internet censorship at Google or Facebook or Twitter can clean up the fact that we have a 79-year-old person with Alzheimer's and dementia as the president of the United States. And no amount of looking back at Trump and his mistakes will change that either, as they have the controlled right-wing opposition bashing Trump all day. I'll bash Trump when he deserves it, but I'm not against Trump. No, that's the puppet now. It's about him. It's about Joe Biden. You don't have Trump to kick around anymore, and I've got my issues with Trump. It's all about Joe Biden now. And so, let's go ahead and play the clip from Alaska yesterday with Tony Blinken, the envoy to China, and And if you're a radio listener, you're going to miss out on this. But the Chinese, I've studied their body language, is usually very friendly, very fawning. This was extremely confrontational. And they were looking at Blinken like he was a sack of manure they owned, which he is. And so see now, oh, you're puppets of the Chinese and the globalists, and now you ran America to the ground, and now you're cutting our power off. You're not so powerful, are you, selling your country out? You could have been the president like Trump and run the superpower. But instead, oh, you're in the cult of sell America out because all of you got where you are because you're puppets and it's all you know. But now you're in power and you're learning the system doesn't respect you at that level because you climbed all the way up to the top and now you're just selling out your superpower status for no reason because of your leftist little dick syndrome. America, you could mount its head on the wall. In fact, when Clinton first got inaugurated, Ron Silver, the Hollywood director, was in the news, was there, and he goes, they've got jets trying to attack us. That's how dumb and weird leftists are in their inferiority complex. And they go, it's okay, Ron, those are our jets now. And he goes, they're ours? They're ours. And they're like, let's use the military on the gun owners. Let's nuke them like Swallowswell says. These people all are trust fund kids. But they all come out of weird, neurotic, inbred families that grew up for just generations in high-rises. And they're just like, ugh. And they look down everyone and hate them. And they see you with a good-looking family, whether you're black, white, Hispanic. They see you with a business. They're like, how does the average person have a big, nice house and a pool? How are they on vacation? They say it all the time. How are they coming to protest us? Why do they have money? Make them poor. Davos Group has said that years ago. We're going to make people poor so we can control them. Oh, as if that makes you richer. See, they're so poor that they want to make you like they are. They want to lower you so they can be above you. That's not the American system. That's not the American dream. And so now, we'll go to break. We'll play the Chinese when we come back. But, I mean, they're just looking at him like, dude, you work for a guy whose son we have on tape screwing 10-year-old Chinese girls and snorting cocaine. And we have Biden doing the same thing. It's over. We own you. What are you doing here? That's why Biden's told CNN, Xi Jinping can take Hong Kong. Xi Jinping can run death camps. Because he knows. But his weird little leftist Tony Blinken wants to sit up there and be all her in charge here. And the Chinese are like, you're not in charge of crap. We're not going to sit here and play along. We own your debt. We own Hollywood. We stole the election. We put you in. And we tell you, jump. We say how high. You say, yes, sir, boss. Is that clear, Blinken? Because see, Blinken, you've had Americans to kick around and the Green Berets to put on red high heels and learn how to give blowjobs. And you've got your pedophile drag queen story time going. And you do all that. But see, the Russians and the Chinese aren't like you. They just want to dominate your ass. And so now it'll happen to you. And you'll be removed, and all of you will be removed in the end. You're all going to lose. Hollywood's over. Big-time TV's over. Mainstream leftism is over. It's a joke. It's a failure. It's a fraud. And their attempt to steal this election and finish off America will finish them off and the Chi-Coms. You watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Once free societies are being dismantled. Whether in New Zealand, Australia, Europe, the UK, the United States, doesn't matter. It's the same corporations directing the same systems. And it's meant to be outrageous. It's meant to be asinine. It's meant to not make sense. Look at this article. Just went live on Infowars.com. UK police wake 82-year-old woman in the night after someone tattled she had tea with neighbors. But their borders are wide open. And they don't test the illegal aliens coming into England or the U.S. for COVID. And that's official news. It's all crap. It's all a lie. Stop complying with the fraud. The U.K. police are globalist police, punishing the U.K. for Brexit. They admit they're doing this. And if you just chain reaction the info, it's over for them. And understand, the globalists invested in China, opened it up in the 70s to deindustrialize us. China was supposed to not be military, though. It would be under globalist control. Of course they double-crossed. That's all these groups do each other. True separation of powers. And so now the Chi-Coms don't respect Biden or the people they helped steal the election for, and are like, what are you doing criticizing us for Uyghur slave camps and stuff? You've enslaved the black people, which statistically isn't even true. Less than 20 black people that are innocent a year get shot by police, and I'm not defending that. You know how many millions of black babies get aborted? I care about all the babies. You know how many millions of people that are innocent get sent to prison? You know how many millions of innocent people die of medical malpractice? You know how many black people are dying from these shots? I just don't want to hear it. But I go downtown and I see all these trendy black people and white people and the rest of them together just buying into all the crap. And what you are is idiots. You're under globalist mind control, and you're chumps, you're marks, you're suckers, you're schmucks. And I care about you, because if I don't value your life, my life doesn't have value. You got that? If I look down on you and hate you just for what color you are or whatever, I lose value in God's eyes. I see value in you. But let me tell you, you better see value in me. And you better know how much danger you're in. Because if you got any connection to God, that means to God's creation of the universe, you know you're getting tingles up your spine because we're all in a lot of danger. And that's why I'm here. That's why we're all here. And I'm here to tell you, danger, danger, Will Robinson. I don't care what damn color you are, where you even came from, but if you don't understand you're under globalist attack, and if you don't understand this is an anti-human movement, then you're dumb and you're turned over to the devil. Here's that clip I was talking about. I watched like 30 minutes of it last night. I couldn't believe it. This is in Alaska yesterday afternoon, and this is the U.S. envoy to China, Tony Blinken, and he tries to like half-heartedly bring up some stuff, which is actually good they did, and the Chinese just bitch-slap him down and use the whole Black Lives Matter thing against him, which they're funding through Hollywood, and basically saying, we'll just have the blacks burn down your country. Shut up. Here it is.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China, including in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, cyber attacks on the United States, economic coercion toward our allies. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
Well, you can't blame this problem on somebody else.
I have to tell you, what I'm hearing is very different from what you described. I'm hearing deep satisfaction that the United States is back, that we're re-engaged with our allies and partners. I'm also hearing deep concern about some of the actions your government is taking.
Well, I think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols. So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear. So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength. Well, I think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow
the
necessary...
This is repeating the whole part where they get into Black Lives Matter and America sucks and all the rest of it. But the full video is up on Infowars.com. China rebukes Biden's foreign policy terms. Team cites Black Lives Matter on U.S. human rights abuses. You want to see the full video, it's right there. But then the Chinese get up and leave, and then Blinken calls the media back over to act tough. I mean, if you know about diplomacy and how these troop groups act, this is unprecedented. They never acted like that with Trump. They're always, oh, you're our friend, eat chocolate cake, because they knew Trump was strong. They are literally just absolutely in Biden's face. It's disgusting. Owen Schroyer in the studio right through those doors does a great job every day, 3 to 6 p.m. hosting The War Room. And believe me, big tech works around the clock with the Chi-Coms and others to make sure no one watches The Alex Jones Show or American Journal weekday mornings with Harrison Smith and Tom Papert and others or The War Room with Owen Schroyer. That's why you promoting it is everything. It's like the oxygen in the room. You don't promote us, we all lose, including you. So Owen's going to pop in, tell us what's coming up here in just a moment. I want to get him on every day at the end of the show to tell us what's coming up in just a few minutes on the streams and satellites that his great program is carried. But separately, we had to end worldwide free shipping, as you know, because the Storable Food people and others are saying, hey, we're not making any money. We got to make money. We're not communists. Storable Food, the biggest part of the cost, one of the biggest costs, is the shipping. But we do have storewide free shipping and 50% off on select items in the Mega Blowout Sale. Mega Blowout Sale, despite the fact that all these products except one are very close to selling out. We got a big shipment of BrainForce Plus, the great nootropic, again, 50% off free shipping. That'll be like that for at least a few weeks till supplies get low. Prostaguard with the saw palmetto and all the vitamins and minerals you need, great for men and women, designed for men. It's back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beach, Alpha Power, Dr. Jones Naturals toothpaste, concentrated without any additives, activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash, Dr. Jones Extra Strength Kava Chill, regular Shrink, Kava Chill, and Emmerich's Essentials, all of those, the natural deodorant, organic deodorant, the body wash, the shampoo, 15 essential oils. You buy them individually, you're all together discounted. They're all there, including three natural essential oil hand sanitizers in three all-natural scents. People love it. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And I can only thank you all for your support. Please take advantage of the Mega Blowout Sale, 50% off and free shipping on those items that I just mentioned at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're not supposed to exist anymore. The tyrants are supposed to have all the power, but because of you, literally, we're still on air. And don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central, for a two-hour transmission. Takes less crew to do it tape, so we're going to let some of the crew off. But I'm going to come in at noon, or before noon. I'm going to tape for 2 hours, have 2 hours to doll up the interview and add articles and videos. So it's even better than a live show. And then 4 p.m. Central, we're going to air a big special report on a bunch of breaking news and developments and a lot of key intel. I want to have commercial-free to get into Crimson Contagion and the gene therapy and how they're implanting cancer in us and just the total proof that's coming out. That's 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. Tomorrow, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and, of course, all the other great radio affiliates, TV affiliates, pick us up. And please support those local affiliates and spread the word about them. They are precious. Start tithing to those stations. They're better than your church. They're not fighting abortion. Owen Schroyer, you're going live here in about 4 or 5 minutes. There's 2 minutes left in our transmission. Tell us what's coming up on the War Room today.
Well, it's really incredible the embarrassment that the Biden administration has been on the world stage this week, Alex. We had him, Biden saber-rattling with Putin. The guy, Biden, couldn't even pick up a saber.
Well, beyond saber rattling, we're going to get you. You're evil. Look out. I mean, this is trying to start a war stuff.
Well, and Biden doesn't even know what's going on. So he may be starting a war. He may not. I mean, that's the danger of the situation. Then the Chinese delegation showing up in Anchorage, Alaska yesterday and just slapping the Biden administration in the face. Secretary Blinken is just Blinken. He was caught off guard. That was a total embarrassment. And then today, Biden can't even get up a flight of stairs. So really quite an embarrassing week on the world stage for Joe Biden and the United States of America. But this is what the Democrats love, Alex. This is what the liberal progressive left loves. They love seeing America weakened. They love seeing us be removed down the pegs in the power structure.
That's what Haas said 3 months ago. Haas said we're going to end America with Biden. He said it, and they're doing it.
So we're not really surprised by this, but I think that it's time for the United States of America to take a serious look in the mirror and say, you know what, we messed up big time. And we're seeing the recall petitions for Newsom. We're seeing petitions to get Cuomo out. We need to have a national petition. In fact, next week may be the time to start the drive, considering how bad this week has been for Biden. Next week may be the time to start the drive. We should start a petition.
Yeah, we should start the states to have a CONCOM. We're already in an emergency. I know CONCOMs are dangerous, to withdraw him. He's a fraud. Owen, so much more coming up in 2 minutes when you start the War Room. Streams are at band.video, infowars.com, and stations everywhere picking it up. So much more. The War Room. And you've got some guests on, too, right?
Yeah, we do have a guest from Rebel News, Andrew Says.
All right. Owen Schroyer of the War Room coming up. I'll see you back tomorrow, 4 p.m., for the Saturday special.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.